Gimel Chav Beis. Odom Shehu Dogel Beshu Mitzvah Kegoyim Glila. Person who always did Glila. Vira Oynes Oyni. Nos Nokala Mitzvah L'Acha. He had some Oynes, so he became poor. He couldn't buy the rice of the Mitzvah at that point in time. And he gave it to somebody else. Then the original one was able to do it again, became wealthy enough to buy it back. Now he says, give me back my Mitzvah. If the person, the first one, he could have continued with the mitzvah, but he said he wants to stop, even though he had the ability to continue. And he consented to get with everybody else to give it to somebody else, then ibid schusa. So if he could have continued and he decided to stop, can't say I changed my mind. If the first one did not have the money to continue, so he's honest to stop. So now he became more wealthy again. He wants to get it back. And he's willing to pay what he did in the beginning. So the bottom line is, if a person, because when Oynes could not continue the mitzvah, he has the right to get it back whenever he wants. But if he willingly gave up his rights, then he cannot demand it back. The Mishnah Berurah brings from the Poskim, this applies to any type of position. If a person had to leave it because of an Oynes, he's entitled to get it back. But he does say that the place is going to say that you should give some type of retribution to the second guy. You shouldn't feel like you're just throwing him out. Give him some other position.